A Suffolk County election official spoke out against New York's efforts to expand early voting options, while also speeding up the process of counting absentee ballots. Nick LaLota is the Republican County Elections Commissioner. He testified at a state Senate hearing this week that it's too expensive to run early voting during a non-presidential year.
And in about five different polling places over the course of 9 days, we had a single-digit number of total voters. We spent a lot of money for that, and I'm not so sure that that's the best way to efficiently spend taxpayer money.
LaLota says giving New Yorkers 10 extra days to go to the polls and receive absentee ballots has increased access to voting. But he claims the state needs a voter ID law. He wants safeguards on voting by mail to prevent alleged election fraud in local races that are determined by a handful. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Coming up, can the ocean be shared by both marine life and offshore wind? Connecticut's Department of Labor plans to take back millions in unemployment payments. And drama over gerrymandering. I'm Sabrina Garone. Environmental advocates at the Nature Conservancy have developed a tool to help protect the ocean as offshore wind farms grow in popularity. Bill Buckner has more.
Chris McGuire is with the Nature Conservancy, and he says the tool will help regulators and manufacturers see parts of the ocean that are home to species that could be harmed by wind farms.
So there are a lot of people using these data, in addition to groups like the Nature Conservancy and or other nonprofits working in the public trust to try and ensure that these important projects are sited in a way that reduce impacts on important species.
New York now has five offshore wind projects in development, the largest offshore wind pipeline in the nation.
And that was Bill Buckner reporting. The Connecticut Department of Labor is defending a decision to claw back more than $8 million in unemployment benefits paid out since the start of the pandemic. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
A spokesperson for the Department of Labor says overpayments could have happened because of fraud or because of errors on the part of filers, employers, or the agency itself. The department says it had about 10 times its usual number of people filing for unemployment at the peak during the pandemic. The federal government requires all state labor agencies to identify and recover overpayments. The department says it could establish payment plans for people to pay back the money over several months. As a last resort, it says it could garnish wages or intercept tax refunds to get the money back. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Voting rights groups speak out after the results of Connecticut's 2020 census. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Prosecutors want a federal judge to deny bail for ex-Suffolk County DA Thomas Spoda and his former aide while they attempt to appeal their corruption convictions. Spoda and Christopher McPartland were sentenced to 5 years in prison but are appealing their conviction. They say they deserve a new trial because they were found guilty by association. They were convicted for covering up the beating of a handcuffed man by a Suffolk County cop. New York has expanded eligibility for rent relief in order to help renters earning higher incomes. It's part of the state's efforts to keep New Yorkers in their homes after pandemic unemployment benefits ended. The Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance is now accepting applications from renters making up to 120% of their area's median income. That's up from the previous maximum of 80%. The piping plover is making a comeback on Fire Island. The teeny tiny bird is on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife's endangered species list. Mating season this year saw a record 50 nesting pairs and 70 fledglings. That's compared to last year's 29 nesting pairs and 65 fledglings. Officials with the Fire Island National Seashore say the comeback actually began after Hurricane Sandy. The storm dumped additional sand on the shore that flattened dunes. That created more flat areas where birds prefer to nest. A voters' rights group wants Connecticut lawmakers to avoid gerrymandering new district lines following the 2020 census. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Connecticut's population increased by about 32,000 residents in the 2020 census. Whiter suburban and rural communities saw a drop in population of about 10%. The growth was among minority communities in the state's larger cities. Sherry Quickmeyer is with Common Cause Connecticut.
We make sure that districts do not remove voting rights from Black and Brown and other people of color, and that we try to retain some contiguity and some continuity in the communities to benefit the voters, not to benefit the elected officials.
She says the Bipartisan Redistricting Commission should comply with a new state law that specifically prohibits prison gerrymandering. It requires inmates be counted in their home voting districts, not in the mostly white rural districts where they are incarcerated. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing our podcast with your friends. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.